We're talking about success, and a lot of times we talk about the struggle of not succeeding, but what happens if you do? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So success is difficult, I think, because different cultures, different families, different nations have ideas of what success really is. My definition would be simply this: aligning my plan with God's plan and living my life with purpose, not just for results. So when you say something like that, the assumption is, well, Christians must never succeed. Well, that's not true at all. I know countless Christian athletes. I know countless Christian CEOs and owners of companies, and I know people who are Christian who are really, really wealthy. So what does that mean? When I hear that people are successful and God has blessed them, in my heart, there's part of me that says, man, I wish I was at the top of my field and I wish I could buy or do those things. But most of me thinks that's got to be really, really hard. Because when you talk about what our identity is naturally, most of the time, it's what we're good at. And if God has blessed you with the ability to work, God has blessed you with the ability of sports, God has blessed you as an actor and actress, that becomes your identity. A smarter pastor than I am said it something like this. He said, when your work or your success becomes your identity instead of Christ, that means your success goes to your head and your failures go to your heart. And I can't imagine how hard it would be to struggle and not think, I'm pretty awesome. I'm pretty amazing. And the very blessings that God has given you disconnect you from the God who has given them to you. It's for this reason when we look in Deuteronomy chapter 8, this is God's warning to the people as they enter the promised land. This is a little bit longer, so stick with me. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, when your herds and your flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. So what's my prayer to you? You might just be in the most successful time in your life with relationships and work and school, but hold on to Christ and don't forget the Lord, because no matter how God takes you and how far God takes you, he'll always be there with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, some of us are struggling and some of us are in a point of success. Help us in our success to always look to you, the one who has given us these blessings, and help us to live with purpose with these blessings so that we can be a person that people look up to as one who has taken blessings and not let them go to our head or not let the failures go to our heart. Instead, we know our identity is strictly with you, not in our success. We ask this in your name. Amen.